The city where the most impact happened, which is Derna in the east of the country, has been virtually cut off from the world, and there's no power there. Our teams say there is no water, there is no connection, there's no internet, there's no service. This small town has been, you know, completely shut from the outside world. The only way out is through the sea, through a narrow route from the south. And you can imagine people trying to flee the place. There are people who will spend yet another night, if they are lucky, in a dry spot on the street. It's a very tragic situation. It's a village by the sea. It has been surrounded, completely immersed in floodwaters. And now people can't get out. There are, you know, rescue operations happening as we speak. Rescue operators are under-resourced. They are under-equipped and they are underfunded. And so Libya at this testing moment needs every support it can get.
As you said, we do not know in terms of casualties, because some of the reports we are reading point to perhaps a huge number of people that could die.
Yes, thousands are missing and thousands have died already. I don't want to put a number on it because rescue operators are doing their job at the moment. They're hopefully digging people out from under the rubble, from under the areas they have been stuck in. But we expect this to be a very, very heavy outcome in terms of casualties. Not just that, but also displaced populations. A lot of people have been displaced for years. Now they are reliving the experience. Just when you thought, you know, that they were on the way back to recovery, now they have taken another blow. And this is a very severe blow. This is going to be, you know, a tragic situation for tens of thousands, not just in Derna, but also across Libya. The thing about this is that Libya, with its many problems, has been off the headlines for months, if not over a year now. Now it's back in the spotlight, and it is important to stress that Libya has been left behind, the Libya crisis has been left behind, and now it's time, you know, for donors to get back on track and fund this emergency.
As you mentioned, Libya has been off the radar for some time because it has had its own internal problems. What do you see as some of the challenges in trying to get aid to Libya?
I mean, it's a catalogue of challenges, really. The biggest challenge is obviously the underfunding that, you know, has been chronic and has been deep and has been going on for years now. I think the UN appeal for Libya is only 25% funded. That is a fraction of what Libya needs. And that is before this recent disaster. I mean, we're talking about almost only $8 million committed to Libya this year. I mean, this is nowhere near what Libya needs. That is one challenge, of course, underfunding. And of course, capacity and the technical support that NGOs, aid agencies will need on the ground. You know, these local NGOs on the ground, they need support because these people themselves, our staff, our colleagues, are going through this together with the communities they serve.